Money control interview with the CEO who made Infosys boring. Style Union stitches new round at over 7,000 crores valuation. Urban company doubles down on Insta Health. Return of Indian IT, relief rally or a structural re-rating.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's dig in with Infosys, where the outgoing CEO Salil Parekh says he's leaving the company in a much stronger position than when he took over nearly 9 years ago. In an interview with Money Control, Parekh reflected on his tenure ahead of stepping down in March 2027. He said Infosys has doubled its revenue to around $20 billion, built a $100 million large deals business and grown AI services to roughly 8% of overall revenue. Now, when Parekh joined in 2018, Infosys was emerging from a period of leadership churn and also governance disputes. His first priority was restoring stability, followed by accelerating the company's digital transformation. Now, interestingly, Parekh said one of his biggest achievements was making Infosys boring again, echoing Chairman Nandan Nilekani's vision after years of uncertainty. Now, looking ahead, Parekh believes AI will create new opportunities rather than reduce the role of IT services firms. He also said Infosys invested early through its Topaz AI platform and already has around 80,000 employees using AI coding tools. As for what's next, Parekh said he has no immediate plans beyond ensuring a smooth leadership transition, adding that he wants his next chapter to continue creating impact. All right, moving on to our next story, one of India's fastest growing fashion retailers is preparing for its first major institutional funding round. Money Control has learned that Style Union is in advanced talks to raise between 400 and 500 crore rupees with Singapore-based Venturi Partners expected to lead the investment. Now, the retailer is being valued at around 7,500 to 8,000 crore rupees during ongoing discussions. Style Union was launched in 2022 and mentored by retail veteran Rakesh Biyani has expanded rapidly over the past few years. Now, according to internal documents reviewed by us, revenue grew from 123 crore rupees in FY23 to over 1,150 crore rupees in FY26, while its store count increased from 41 to 159 during the same period. Now, the company is also profitable with an annual EBITDA of around 275 crore rupees and gross margins of about 47%. If current projections hold, Style Union is expected to cross 2,100 crore rupees in revenue this financial year. Alright, next up, Urban Company is making it clear that market leadership matters more than short-term profits. If you look at the numbers, the company reported a net loss of 92 crore rupees for the June quarter compared with profit of nearly 7 crore rupees a year ago as it continued investing aggressively in its instant home services business, that is InstaHelp. Now, revenue, however, rose 44% year-on-year to more than 528 crore rupees. Now, InstaHelp processed nearly 3.8 million orders during the quarter, while annualized transactions value continued to grow. Although average order values declined slightly, losses per order improved, suggesting the economics of businesses are gradually becoming more efficient for them. Now, Urban Company also said aggressive discounting across the category is unlikely to last forever. It believes the instant home services market may eventually support only a few large players, making scale and market leadership the priority today. Right, on to our last story. India's IT stocks, if you look at it, are making a comeback, a strong comeback, in fact, after a difficult start to the year. The Nifty IT index has rallied around 19% over the past month, significantly outperforming the broader market after concerns around Gen AI had pushed the sector to a 52-week low in early July. We extensively covered this in our podcast. Analysts say the recovery has been driven by better-than-expected quarterly earnings earnings, improving AI-related revenues, and a shift in global investor sentiment. Now, instead of viewing AI as a threat to IT services, investors are increasingly seeing opportunities in helping enterprises deploy AI at scale. If you look at the mid-sized firms such as Coforge, Persistent Systems, and Emphasis, many have led the recovery, benefiting from faster growth and specialized industry expertise. But large companies like TCS, Infosys, HCL Tech, and Wipro, meanwhile, continue investing heavily in proprietary AI platforms and even enterprise AI capabilities. Even so, and this still cautioned that challenges remain for the sector. Enterprise tech spending is still uneven, competition is intensifying, and the pace of AI monetization over the next few quarters will actually determine whether this recovery turns into a longer-term trend. But we'll have to wait and watch how that turns out. But that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Money Control. A big thank you to our reporters and the Tech and Startup team for the stories we got you today. Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m., bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.